Yes, it is. Now, during Newsy Bits on the show this morning, we had a very deep and interesting chat with Taryn and Afric, me pals, about US lawmakers who heard firsthand accounts of UFO sightings from former members of the military this week. Now, we had callers on who actually believe they have seen something that they can't explain. And this is, here's an example. This is what Nicole and Sinead have to say. Have a listen to this.
It was a bit cloudy, but I could just see this really large, dark, triangular object just slowly going over the house across the sky. And it was making like a really low humming noise. So I was freaking out. I thought, oh my God, am I seeing things? So I woke my partner up, like, still have to sleep, couldn't really see anything, but he could hear it. So that was the main thing for me. He couldn't see it, but he could hear it. So I knew I wasn't imagining it.
I heard exactly what Nicole is describing, and in fact, that anyone I said it to, nobody heard it.
Okay, well, there you go. Editor of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore, joins us now just to shed some light on the mysterious sightings you spied on in our skies. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for doing this. So, what's your take, first of all, on the news coming out of the US about UFOs this week?
It is remarkable. It must be a game changer. Grush, who's the main person testifying to Congress, is a senior military officer with clearance at the highest level. And he stated to a congressional hearing committee that the military do have alien craft. They've reverse engineered them. And they have, as he called them, biologics, basically bodies of aliens. Now, you know, we've heard conspiracy theories and people making wild claims like this before. But he says he has talked to his colleagues in the area and that he is convinced that they are telling the truth. The only problem for us is that he hasn't got any actual photographs, evidence or whatever. And he is sworn to secrecy on these things. And he's offered to tell Congress in private, but he couldn't tell us in public yesterday when the hearing was held. The 2.5-hour hearing, I listened to with fascination. For something of this caliber to come out of the whistleblower is a bit of a game changer. I don't believe it's alien personally. I'm prepared to believe if we're given the evidence. So this really has me in a quandary. I can't
wow.
Understand it.
Wow. Oh my days, I wasn't expecting you to say that. Come here to me. How active is Ireland in terms of UFO sightings? I had a rake of callers on saying around the year 2014, they saw something unexplained in the skies. A lot of it being northwest of the country. North of the country. It was up in Donegal as well. How active is it in people coming forward and saying, yeah, we saw this in the sky that we just can't explain?
Well, we've had our fair share of UFO unidentified flying objects. Reports over the decades. And if you go onto the RT archive, look up my name, you'll see me actually reporting, showing footage of actual lights that people have seen, unfortunately being able to explain them in most cases. Now, there are a few percent that you can't explain, and Nicole and Sinead's report there was very interesting, but you do need to sit down and go through it in some detail. And I'm always reminded, I think it was 1993, the RT newscaster Ken Hammond saw this light flash across the sky. He's interviewed on the RT archive. He said it changed direction. It made the front page of all the newspapers. It took about a week back then before the internet to explain what it was. It was basically a Russian rocket that went astray and burnt up over Ireland and Europe. And this is what people were seeing. He said it changed direction. We know it didn't. So eyewitness reports can be very unreliable.
Okay.
And you know, Astronomy Ireland is all about astronomy, and we don't really have time to go and do a detailed investigation.
Oh, you'll be back to be talking about that, don't you worry. We'll definitely get you back to talk about astronomy in full and all of that. But come here, can you explain what our listeners, Nicole and Sinead in particular, what could they have witnessed?
The I don't know. Now, you have to talk to them and have a back and forth question, find out what is daylight? What is a cloud phenomenon? I've seen some very interesting cloud phenomena. There are all kinds of possibilities. Triangular objects that hovered over your house, but I think was it Nicole or Sinead said that her partner couldn't see it, but could hear it? You have to investigate these kind of things. It can take, hours sitting down with somebody going over it before you even can come up with possibilities as to what it was. It could have been alien craft. We never rule that out. We'd you look for all these stories to be true, but I've been up for decades watching this guy, and I haven't been 18, I can't explain.
Okay, fair enough. Come here, what lured you into this line of work, and how long have you been doing it for?
My big claim to fame in the 90s was that we had a show on the den with Vivian Vagarini and then Dustin and Ray Darcy talking about astronomy for kids once a month. And it was phenomenally popular. And that's what we've been trying to do in astronomy, and get people interested in astronomy, because when I was a kid, I wanted to blow things up. Fortunately, I went from a chemistry set to a telescope, thanks to a friend, stop blowing things up. And I've been trying to explain much as we can about the universe to people ever since. We're a group of members of the public, not scientists, who have fascination in what's up there. Big event coming up on Sunday to show people the planet Venus when it's closest to us. A monthly magazine, that was a great event, aimed at the general public. We're very much a group for beginners, and we're the world's most popular astronomy society. It kept me going my whole life.
Amazing. Astronomy.ie, is that the website if you want more info?
Astronomy.ie, if you're free on Sunday at 3 p.m. There are other events coming up, big events in the Wicklow Mountains, a giant house for everybody in September. The monthly magazine, as I said, and follow us on the social media at the very least. We just put up a link to the 2.5-hour congressional hearing that went out during the week. People want to listen to it for themselves. Very compelling testimony. I would love to sit in on the private meeting they want to have with Grush himself, the main whistleblower. If Congress gets in like a dog with a bone, and it's true, there could be huge announcements in the coming months.
And can I just ask you, lastly, I did hear that this is the time to look up in the sky and watch out for shooting stars. Is there a meteor shower or something happening at the end of July?
Yeah, there's a bit of one happening at the moment called the Delta Aquarius. Probably more for the experts. You might see one every few minutes. But in August, on August the 12th, in fact, it's a Saturday night, you can stay up all night watching them. It's the biggest shooting star shower of the year, one of the best anyway.
All over that grey, maybe watching that 12th of August. He knows already. You don't need to tell him.
Everybody should go and watch it. Just get there in your back garden, especially if you live in the countryside. Free fireworks this way for you.
Lovely. Listen, thank you so much, David Moore, for joining us. Please come back and talk to us again. Such interesting stuff. There we have it.